Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance with you live at Prime Social. Another Friday morning. We're here every Friday, and man, it is so good here. There are five live tables going with PLO and Hold'em going on. So the only danger in that
is we've never had a table right next to us.
I know. This is going to be interesting to see when somebody gets a bad beat and the F-bombs start flying. It is going to be awesome.
It actually doesn't seem like a very crazy table.
No, we've seen crazy tables.
No, we've seen, you know, right away. Yeah. You're at a, it just takes one guy.
Yeah, right. These guys don't seem to be loud at all.
No.
So we'll see, but it is interesting that we've never had been sitting right next to a table, but we got that this morning here live at Prime Social. And if you're looking for a game, man, this has got to be the only place in town. Listen, there are poker rooms in this city, Lance, that don't have five tables in their prime hour. This is 6 a.m. These guys had five tables.
I already hit my donut too.
Yeah, you already got your donut.
Nice. They had them. They bring them at I don't know what time, like maybe 6:30. They bring them out, and there's like six boxes of donuts. Yeah, relatively.
Relatively. Nice. You already had your donuts.
It's Shipley's. Of Shipley's. What's wrong with that?
No, it's Glazed Donuts, too, which is the only way to go.
Well, they got the other ones dressed up, too.
Well, Dell calls them trash, and because it's embarrassing.
That's somebody from California.
But you can't eat a Glazed donut.
Can you bring some Shipley's? So I packed them up and brought some Shipley's.
Yeah.
He threw them in the microwave and had three. He had three that afternoon.
I don't know about day two of donuts.
That was day one. I brought it on my flight. I brought it on the flight with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then that
packed
day
him up, zip locked it. I brought it into L.A. It was like four his time. He's like, perfect. He goes, let me take three out, microwave, bing, bang, boom. Now we're ready to go. Speaking of ready to go, this is, look, I wore my White Walker boost today.
You did?
This is, to me, yes. Yeah, so
I got JT
the
those, too.
So this
those
is
are
a thing.
Sweet.
This is a thing. We've got Astros back at it. We've got Rockets playing the Jazz again for seemingly the 40th time since the beginning of the 90s, basically. If you want to take it to the beginning of the 90s when they first started playing the Jazz a bunch, Stockton and Malone era. And then into the T-Mac and Yao era, where you never knew who was going to play in those because of the injuries. This version of it, the fans yelling and screaming, and then the fan base claiming they're not yelling and screaming at you and that they're actually really great people. And then, you know, we find out that's just a pack of lies.
Yeah.
It just seems like every year you got the Jazz. Every year you've either got the Blazers or the Jazz. You're playing the Blazers or the Jazz every single year.
Okay, I asked this question before. Okay, so
And Masters.
Yeah.
Masters.
No.
So you got Masters, and it's so important to say if Tiger's in it. That's the lead. Tiger's over 40 years. How old is Tiger now?
Listen, I've got scores on sports.
He's 42.
Yeah, 42.
Every year, Tiger's That's how ESPN leads every
No.
Tournament.
And they show Tiger highlights first. We were talking about this. We were watching it at a place yesterday. We're watching it, and the highlights come right afterwards on ESPN. And the first one is Tiger, and everybody's like, "Guys, you know, we like you did with
Kyler Murray.
With Kyler Murray,
it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's you got to play the
guys.
Hits.
You got to play the hits. You have to do that. You have to do that first because everybody does want to know where is Tiger because relatively speaking, he moves the needle more than anybody. It's like when LeBron is playing, you got to play LeBron, all that stuff.
Even more so, he is literally the Michael Jordan where when Jordan went out, the league went down. The entire league went down when Jordan retired. When Tiger hasn't been a factor, golf has been hurt.
On Yahoo Sports, or even PGA, you pull it up, it's got the Tiger score across the top, and then it's got all the other scores, leading with Koepka and DeChambeau.
That's just got to piss everybody off.
Well, no. Is guys, Tiger how much on money, top? Do you know how much money Tiger made for them, though?
I know, but
I think they realize that.
A lot of those guys have got to be saying, you know, Tiger, that's great.
They
that's
don't,
for anything Tiger did.
I disagree.
A decade later? He's been a factor for a decade,
he still
basically
makes them so much money, Lance. The ratings when Tiger last year was in contention were astronomical compared to regular.
He didn't make the players' rating. He didn't make the players.
He makes the TVs. Oh, yeah. When the ratings go up, everything goes up.
But they say the advertising's been way down because Tiger's not a factor on final day all that often.
Well, but it does, but
the revenue is way down from where it was in the early 2000s. It spiked.
Doesn't matter. Tiger brings more eyes to it, and then the guys who are leading or everybody who's in contention gets more eyes looking at them.
Yeah, I get all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you're caring about play. If you're already making a bunch of money, Your Jordan Spieth's got to be saying that's great. I'm making plenty of money. You know what? I want my play to why can't I be? Well, why are you leading?
Nobody wants to. No,
well, not Jordan.
No, Brooks
is a good idea.
Listen, and it was it's funny that you said that because Jim Nantz and Nick Faldo were having this discussion when he's on 18 and he's leading. He's 6 under, and they said,
"Who are you talking about?"
Jim Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
So Koepka's on 18 and he's going to putt for birdie to go 7 under. He missed the putt. But Jim Nantz says, hey, Nick, when you do interviews on podcasts or you do interviews on radio or whatever you do, he said, when do people get to talk? When do they start asking you about Brooks Koepka? And he said, you know, rarely. Yeah, and Nantz said, if ever, I have to bring it up. I have to bring Koepka up. He said, it's amazing because he's not a personality, because he doesn't really have much of a – he talks like he's got a deep voice. Like it's almost a little scary, his voice.
Right.
But no one knows because he never – you
like
never
he
hear.
Takes hostages like it's the hostage
yes,
voice
yes,
on the phone?
Yes.
I want you to bring your putter and bring it to the 18th hole and you'll never see the ball again. You'll never see your Pro Vs again.
Who is this?
It's Brooks. I just said bring your putter.
That's not what he
bring
said.
Bring your lob wedge near the practice green. And bring it now.
Like, who? Do you have my daughter?
No.
No, it's just me. This is my caddy, right, Steve?
Yeah?
It's me, Brooks.
Oh, bring the lob wedge. Okay. Oh, my God. I thought you had my daughter.
No, I just have a kidnapper's voice. A voice modulated voice that sounds like something from Taken.
He kind of does. But. No one knows because they never hear him.
He's but not. He's not actually on them too.
That's on him. No. It's more on him. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want it. Just like DJ. DJ's. Listen, I've heard from people that know him pretty well. He's not the sharpest tool. He's not going to be a big promoter for you. Tiger was. He. It was different with Phil. It's different. Phil's funny. Phil does. You know. Phil is Phil. They don't have that personality right now. They don't have
not
that.
Rory is. Rory's got a good personality.
Rory's got a good personality.
He's not American.
No. Yeah, and so we hate him. I mean,
we hate
everyone.
We don't hate him.
Well, we have to.
We don't hate him. He's just not our guy.
No.
I was hoping Jordan Spieth could be that guy, and he was for a year.
Yes, he absolutely was.
Year.
But now he's shooting in the 80s. He'll shoot 72, 82.
Golf is a son of a bitch.
It really is. If you lose it, it's over.
I mean, you think you go into hitting streaks. Golf will ruin you for a few years.
Right.
Golf can ruin you for a few years mentally.
I mean, look how David Duvall just fell off the world after
ridiculous.
He went number one.
That was like baseball, a guy who couldn't
Chris
throw the ball. Yeah, well, or it was like you know, Steve Sachs or Mackie Sasser, where that was like he couldn't even pull the – it was like right. he couldn't even throw the ball
right.
to first.
Right, he couldn't throw it to first anymore.
I mean, his was so bad. He was spraying. He was doing stuff that was like crazy.
Like,
people on a driving range, you can't play.
Right.
Remember how bad it got?
And then he came back?
Yeah. He's one of the greatest comebacks in history.
Well, he did, and he played okay.
Okay.
But, right,
he had a couple wins, I think, after that.
But – he did.
I think he did.
He did shoot a 59. And yeah. I don't remember if it was after his yips or before his yips.
But you shoot a 59 and you can't win a tournament, that's rough.
Yeah, I did. I think he won that one. You may be right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, here we are. We're going to be on channel 26, but we're going to be on during the break. We're going to hit at 12, right, Nate? So if you are home and you got a chance, we're live at Prime Social. The home, I don't know if you listened to the Nuts last night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
The whole show.
Yeah.
I'm sure. We had...
DVR it, too.
Well, no, it's not a... it's a radio. You podcast it.
I podcast it, yeah.
Right. And so you probably listened to it again this morning. But we had Kendrick Jackson on, who is a dealer here. And if you're looking for some work, Kendrick's is teaching people. He's got a dealer school, TexasSchoolOfDealing.com, where you can learn to be a dealer. They need dealers for May 1st. This is going to it's going to be the biggest tournament in Texas history.
They need dealers. So where are they having – I mean, there's a ton of rooms in here. There's a ton of tables, but they get filled up for tournament. They're going to have to shut down cash games.
No. Well, he's got a plan. They got 26 tables. 20 or to 25 of them will go to that. And then as people get knocked out, tables open up. So they'll have the cash games on that.
Oh, so it's kind of a rotating.
Right.
You go in at a certain time.
Right. So they've got that worked out.
Smarter
people than us.
Yeah. So let's get to the Houston Rockets. So the Rockets take on the Utah Jazz, and that's going to be the Rockets Jazz. That is. It feels like the same as last year, although I'm a little more nervous this year, more because. Of the Rockets than the Astros. I mean, I'm sorry, more than the Rockets and the Jazz. The Jazz feel like the same kind of team, but the Rockets, that's a little different scenario.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about
that. The Rockets are not necessarily the same to me.
We're going to talk about that on Channel 26 now, and we'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 live from Prime Social. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here, Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Where, look, if you're up, you're looking for a game. Holy crap, there's five tables still going on. And great action going on right now. Full tables. And it's just unbelievable. There's no place like this. Prime Social. So get on over here and hang out with us here at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Listen to this, Jonathan's tweet. Hey, Lance and Dell, since Granada's giving golf updates every 30 seconds, when is the backgammon updates? Or who's in the lead of Brazoria County?
You just got roasted.
Quilting Bee. Yeah, Jonathan. It's the Masters, a major, the number one sport in America. So, yeah, okay, if you think that you shouldn't give updates on who's leading the biggest tournament in the history of the world, okay. Yeah, no, you go and get your Quilting Bee updates over at, go find out who the seventh round pick of the Texans will be. I know it's radio station that'll tell you that today, okay? I'm sure they'll break it down for seven segments. Okay, so listen, we're gonna talk about golf because it's the most important thing in the world. Now, how much did you watch yesterday?
None. I'm dealing with some dog issues at the house, and also got to finish some draft stuff. So
your life is incomplete.
Sometimes I'll catch round two, three and four. Obviously, yeah. I catch three and four. I'm kind of it's kind of like March Madness. Let me know when the tournament rolls around, and I'll pay attention a little harder. I used to pay attention a lot more during the regular season of basketball when, you know, players stuck around, and I could watch good players for more than a year. I just don't watch college basketball in December, in January much, but I will watch it at the end. It's kind of like a Masters. Kind of like the Masters. I enjoy it. Actually, when I watch it, I like it just fine. It's kind of like hockey. When I watch hockey,
mm-hmm.
and I realize, you know, I like watching it. It's just I don't. It's just not destination. But for me right now, I have so much stuff to do right now. It's just
You're embarrassing yourself. If you put golf lower on the list of anything else in your life, then that's on you. So yesterday I'm listening to the Blitz, and they're like, and Fred's like, okay, AJ, tell me when you know a guy on the top of the leaderboard, Corey Connors, Kevin Kisner, Kira Deck, and Furbarnrat. Okay, and
I would say most general humans would say they don't know any of them.
Corey Connors won last week. He was a Monday qualifier.
No one would know that guy.
And he won the tournament in San Antonio. It's like unbelievable how listen, Monday qualifiers, you just get in, and thank God that you got in. This guy won the tournament, and he got
no
to go to the Masters
knows
the next week.
That guy.
And plus, he played well yesterday. It's unbelievable.
No one knows that guy.
Then on top of that, the week before, Kevin Kisner wins the Dell in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in Austin. And you guys are telling me you don't know who they are?
No one cares.
It's like, it's embarrassing.
Kevin Kisner, Ian Kinsler, whatever. It doesn't matter. No one cares.
Ian Kinsler is different. He's second baseman.
I understand, but more people would be, oh, Ian Kinsler's playing golf now? That's the reaction for most people. No one cares about Kevin Kisner. Golf is such an anonymous sport. There's like five guys anyone cares about. And after that, everyone's like, oh, look, that white guy's playing golf today.
Yeah.
Great.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is he Irish?
Have you seen Irish?
Yeah, I know he's not Irish.
From New Zealand?
We'll just say stuff like that.
Have you seen Johnny Vegas?
No one cares except Jason Day's wife. That's all we care about.
Yeah.
We don't care about anything but Jason Day's wife and Tiger.
Like,
that's it.
Like, we can get
Phil doing karate kicks when he's had too much to drink at a party. That's all we care about.
Phil jumping up in the air?
Whatever.
Golf's the only sport where you can go, who are the top 20 players in this sport? And, like, the whole world doesn't know 15 of them in the top 20.
Yeah,
like, I don't know who that guy is.
That's your sport,
that's
John.
The sport
congratulations.
That's the sport you love.
Congratulations.
It is on a level of badminton. Except badminton, there's more activity.
Golf on badminton? That's disrespectful.
Really?
Look.
Now,
let me ask you a
question.
You're
a little out of yourself there. You're a little disrespectful.
Every 4 years, I don't know, is badminton in the Olympics? Probably is.
Probably.
If you lined up badminton and golf in the Olympics, how many people would gravitate towards badminton? Because at least it's something. Oh, look, these little dudes are
hitting
the
ball.
You
know
what
it was?
These little what?
Because you get little dudes.
Everybody would say.
Oh, look.
You know what everyone would say? There's so much action in this. This is more boring than baseball, is what people would say.
And you get,
the millennials would say that.
And you get to say something fun like shuttlecock. People love to say that.
Well,
you don't say that in golf.
Really?
That is true.
Putter and balls,
strokes.
No. Yeah,
strokes.
But they don't say
shafts.
They don't say
shafts. Strokes.
They don't say shafts that
Hosel
much.
If John did broadcasting,
how many strokes?
John doesn't broadcast though.
Yeah. No. You see, it's your ignorance is amazing.
I'm not saying golf doesn't. Hold a bigger audience. I'm just saying it's less interesting than badminton. Like the Olympics, everyone's like, man, I love the Olympics. It brings out some nationalisms. I get to see things I don't normally get to see. If you lined up those two sports, people will watch badminton first.
Apparently, the audio on the live stream is just wonderful. So maybe we can –
I don't know.
We don't have a producer, so we can't clean that up. Never mind. You're going to have to live with it until Tyler or somebody gets in. To actually be in the studio.
Well, Ron's helping us out now.
Thanks,
but
Ron
has another.
I know he has another job,
and he actually wants to go home at this point.
Oh, God.
Been there all night.
Oh my God! Thanks, Harrison. Didn't Harrison do this before? He didn't show up when I wasn't. Okay. Thanks, Harrison. I wasn't kidding. Somebody said, "John Garcia, I thought you were joking about this golf BS." Now you're taking it too far. What? I love golf. What?
We have just killed off half of the first hour with this nonsense. That's thanks to you.
It's the Masters.
These people are like, I'm sorry, are the Rockets playoffs starting? And like, we're having arguments of badminton versus
golf.
This
is the same every year.
Disgusting.
It's the same argument we have every year for 20 years now. Okay? It Masters greater than Rockets first round. Okay? There.
No,
I've said it.
Incorrect.
Yes. No. To everyone in the world.
Well, let me know if you're going to be at the Rockets playoff game or if you'll be at the Masters. Just let me know.
Oh, I've been to the Masters plenty. Thanks.
Yeah. Yep. This year, where are you going?
No, because I can't drink. Why would
Rockets
I go to the
playoff
Masters?
Game.
I can't drink. Why would I go? When the Masters falls after Lent, I go. Trust me.
So we got the Rockets. We talked about that. Rockets' first game is going to fall on Game of Thrones Day, but that's okay because it's basically the Game of Thrones will almost be over by the time the Rockets come on. You don't want to get off to a bad start at home. You don't want to take a loss in Game 1 and give Utah any undue confidence. Utah never strikes me as an unconfident team. I just feel like they are a team that needs a lot of momentum to win against the Rockets right now, just because of the Rockets' style versus Utah's style. I think they've got to be a team that feasts on momentum, and they're going to need the Rockets to help out. It's going to take Rockets doing some of their, you know, just ridiculous stammering in a quarter to give the Jazz a chance to steal games. Because when it goes play-by-play, when all things are equal, the Rockets should be about anywhere from 4 to 7 points better than the Jazz on any given night, Utah or Houston. That feels like the spread to me. The big difference is going to be you can't let somebody other than Donovan Mitchell be a star in the playoffs. And then the other thing is, I think you just have to have one other person other than James and Chris Paul step up and shoot it average. And that's, I don't care if it's House, I don't care if it's Tucker, I don't care if it's Gordon. You just need one other guy. Now, I am expecting James to play at a high level because he has for quite a while now. I'm not really worried about that. Chris Paul should play. Yeah. Chris Paul should play at a good level. At a good level. There's a chance he plays at a high level and this thing's over quickly. What would it take for the Rockets to lose the first round? I mean, this is 4-5. It's not like this is a wild. It's not a blow. Hey, the Rockets are -400. They're one of the smaller favorites in this.
Well, 4-5 is always one of the smaller favorites, isn't it? But here's the deal, and they split the season series. But they split the two of those losses came during that 11-14 start. This is a totally different basketball team.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, and they beat the snot out of them after that. So I'm not, you know, I really think that you look at this thing, and if you're going to look at it objectively, honestly, I don't see the Rockets this thing going more than five games. If you want to know the truth, -400 is a really good price for the Rockets. That's a really nice price.
Well, relative to you thinking that, yeah.
After that start, and when they got their play, when Daniel House showed up, when Chris Paul was healthy, when Clint Capella was healthy, if you look at their two seasons, the Rockets are one of the best teams in the NBA since then, and the Jazz are a five seed. So they haven't done anything that would change your mind about that. So no, that's actually a pretty damn good price. Are you? Here's the thing about Chris Paul. I don't.
Is averaging. He's up over 8 assists per game. He got his efficiency rating up to 19.71. That's pretty good from where he started.
Yeah.
His PER is actually not bad.
No. He's been a good player since for the last month or so, month and a half.
He's kind of flying under the radar. I mean, look, it's his lowest. It's the lowest in his career. It's not good by Chris Paul standards. Last year, to give you an example, last year his efficiency rating was a 24.39. The year before was a 26, a 26, a 26, a 25. Last year's was the lowest it had been since 2009, 2010, and we thought he was fantastic last year.
Yeah.
This year, it's substantially lower. But from where he started the season to now, I'm surprised it's up to almost 20.
To me, this is two Rocket seasons. Pre-All-Star break and post-All-Star break.
Yeah.
And the post-All-Star break version is as good as last, if not better than last year's team, to me. And, you know, they're going by the whole season with these odds, but it's a totally different team. I'm Team Rocket. And honestly, I think they roll through this, and I think that they take care of business against Golden State. This team is good enough to do that, and I think will. And then we're gonna change the narrative on James. Now, whether or not they win the whole thing is another story. I don't think they match up well against Milwaukee at all.
How about this though? Speaking of narratives,
I've already got them against Milwaukee.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I didn't even recognize him. It just clicked that you said about I don't think they match up
I'm
well against Milwaukee
series.
At all. Chris Paul pre All Star break. Averaged 15.6 points per game. Post All Star break, averaged 15.6 points per game. His field goal percentage pre-All-Star break, 41.9. Post, 42. Pre-3-point shooting, 35.1. Post, 36.6. His assists were 8 before the All-Star break, 8.4 after. He actually has played.
But they're a better team.
They're a better team, but he's played. I mean, his numbers are ridiculously
similar.
Similar throughout the pre and post. It doesn't feel that way to me, though.
But I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It doesn't feel that way to me.
Well, maybe I don't. I can't explain it. But there's just a different. There's just a different feel on what they do. What the team has been post All-Star break.
I tell you what's really interesting, John. In wins, Chris Paul averages 15.4 points a game, 8.9 assists. Which is good, obviously, the assist total. His field goal percentage, his three-point percentage is 36.9. In losses, it's 33. His points per game is actually slightly higher. You look at the numbers, and there's not a vast difference between in wins and losses Chris Paul's numbers. Obviously, the shooting percentage is a little bit different, but it's not crazy different. My guess is when I go to James Harden and his splits, that's where you're going to see. I mean, and that just goes to show you how the depth of the importance of James Harden is. This is a non-starter. If James doesn't show up and have a good series, they will have some problems because they're so reliant upon him, you know, now more than ever. And I know they've got help around him, but this team has been built on James Harden.
Yeah.
The expectation is points, rebounds, assists, all this stuff is going to come from James. So if you don't get it from James, you're going to have trouble. But you just don't see it very often where James doesn't.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about that, what James has to do in this postseason.
His wins and losses, you know what? Truth be told, the three-point percentage difference is big with James, but the points per game, 37 in wins. He's averaging 37 points a game in wins. 37 points a game.
He's averaging 36-something for in the
34-4 in losses. I mean, James is damn near – he's closer to 40 than 30 when they're winning. And they've got 53 wins.
And before we go, you were talking about the difference between the Rockets and post-All-Star break and pre-All-Star break. The Jazz kind of have that same formula. They're 14-2 in games actually tried in the last 16. The only game – they lost to the Clippers, but Gobert and Donovan Mitchell didn't try. So these are probably two hottest teams in the NBA facing each other. And the Jazz did this last year. They went on a run in mid-March to April and got themselves ready for the playoffs. They're doing it again this year. So I don't know if they're two more streaky teams right now in the NBA in terms of the positive side than the Jazz and the Rockets. And
I like cold streak
we'll see that
teams.
On Sunday. Well, you're not facing one.
Yeah, I know.
14-2 in games they've actually tried over the last 16.
I like that also, that stat. That's analytics, games they've tried.
Well, they didn't play Gobert and Donovan Mitchell in the last game. That's what I mean by tried. They lost to the Clippers and they didn't
try. You got to put that in today's NBA. Games they tried.
Because
games where guys played.
Games where load management wasn't an issue.
Right. All right, let's talk right now about you managing your hangover. Oh, wait, you don't have one if, in fact, you take CheersHealth.com. Cheers is what Thrive is. Thrive. They've changed their name to Cheers. Okay? And now it's Lent, so I haven't had to worry about this. But when before Lent came, I was taking Cheers quite often. If you want to know the truth, take 3 pills before you go to bed, my friends, and you are going to feel so much better. You are going to feel. I swear, when I drink, I take Cheers, and I feel better. How do I know? Because I know the difference when I don't take them. I notice it. You will too. And you don't have to go and binge drink or even if you just have a couple of glasses of wine, you're going to be a little bit more sluggish. The next day, you are. So take some, feel better. And a lot of people don't drink and don't want to imbibe or take even have a couple of glasses of wine because they don't want to have that hangover feeling the next day. Well, you can absolutely. If you don't feel 50% better, Cheers will give you your money back. That's right. They will give you your money back. Go to CheersHealth.com. Find out for yourself. Houston-owned and operated company. You'll have it in your hands tomorrow. CheersHealth.com.
is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here live at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Westheimer and Stony Brook, just a couple of blocks west of Voss on Westheimer. Come on by and get in on the fun. We've got the tournament today at noon, which will be 10,000 guaranteed. So, I mean, we've got five tables going right now. If you're looking for a cash game, this is the place to be. Noon, there's no place that's got a $10,000 guarantee. You just got to come on out here to Prime 7801 and play in the biggest tournament of the day in Houston. There's no question about that. 10,000 guaranteed. They put it out there, and if they don't get enough players, they don't care. They're guaranteeing that the pot will be 10,000, and they are doing a unbelievable job. This is the best place for poker. It's not even close. And then the big May 1st tournament, 150,000 guaranteed. Yeah, that's happening. Right here at Prime Social.
That's going to be the absolute
monster. James Harden, this is crazy. Somebody said Jason, the most amazing stat for James Harden this year is that he has more games scoring over 50 than he does scoring under 25.
That's
ridiculous.
I wonder how many times that's happened in NBA history.
That's unbelievable.
How many seasons that's ever happened?
That is real consistency night in, night out. Now, I mean, it was fun.
What it tells you is he's got multiple ways to score.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other night against, when I was there, I was sitting up close against Phoenix. He had 19 points with about 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. He knew he wasn't playing the fourth quarter, and he just said, give me the ball. He scored 11 points in the last 2-3 minutes, whatever it was, and just said, okay, I got my 30. I'm going to go sit down. And he can do that at will. Yeah. At will. I mean, I thought it was hyperbole when Daryl was putting out there that James is arguably the greatest scorer in NBA history. I'm buying that.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not hyperbole.
It's not hyperbole. I'm buying it. Yeah. He really is one of the greatest scorers in NBA history, because he's got so many different ways that he can score. Now, somebody said, well, the Rockets have to commit to defense. The Rockets, since the All-Star break, have been one of the NBA's best defensive teams. So I don't know why they would stop committing to defense in this series. When you ratchet up the intensity, that this team would somehow, some way, say, oh well, we're not gonna give that kind of effort anymore defensively. They've been giving that effort defensively.
Yeah,
they've been, and that's not changing.
That's what Maddie said. That the only way they lose is if they don't defend. But I'm not worried about the defense for the Rockets. They have been a team that, you know, let's remember now too that, and this includes James, everybody got really, really close to playing for a title last year. This is a year where the Golden State Warriors certainly don't feel invincible. They didn't feel invincible last year. It's just the Rockets felt really, really good. This year, all these guys that lost recognize, you know, P.J. Tucker recognizes this is probably my best chance for the rest of my career.
Yeah.
Statistically speaking, there's a good chance that this is going to be it, because James is going to be older. More importantly, Chris Paul is going to be older. We can act like this is going to be the norm forever, but it's not going to be the norm forever. And this is Chris Paul's, maybe his best chance, maybe his last chance. We don't know.
No, you don't, but
P.J. Tucker. I mean, all these veterans realize, I think there's going to be a real focus out there, because James will play at a different iteration of the Rockets. One would think for 5-6 years, you know, at least through his contract, he's going to play with different incarnations of the Rockets. I don't know what the future holds for Chris Paul, because his contract is going to slow things down from a free agency standpoint. The Rockets are in their free agency now is buyout contracts. Buyout free agency, once somebody gets bought out, that's their new free agency. Oh, let's get Austin Rivers. Oh, let's get Kenneth Faried. That's how they have to do it now, because – you know, his contract's a little bit of an anchor. Chris Paul. So I think Chris recognizes, man, this has to be a really focused, determined effort this year, because we had it last year and we know what happened. We got it. We're back in the same position with a chance to do it at the beginning of the playoffs. Let's see how it plays out for him. But I like the focus that they're playing with right now. I like the defense. What scares me, though, is the same thing, and I know if Raheel's listening, he'll say the same thing, because he mentioned it yesterday. This consistency of problematic either third or fourth quarters where you get beat 14 or more, that cannot happen in the playoffs. It just can't. I mean, you want to lose by 10 points in a quarter, fine. It's going to happen. You can't have these 14 and 18-point swings in a third or fourth quarter where you lose everything that you built up. You just can't do that. You got to stop. I don't know that you can't just stop.
Do you think that I think it does, though, because I think that there maybe during the regular season you're going to have a lack of focus, whereas I think with playoff intensity, and like you said, everybody needing this badly in their careers,
yeah.
I don't think you have that kind of lack of focus.
Well, there's a video, you mentioned that on Sports Map right now, where Charlie and Raheel and our own A.J. Hoffman, not that the other ones aren't our own, but they talk about this issue with the Rockets, and will it be an issue in the playoffs? Can those things just simply stop? I mean, because I know there's some focus, but I feel like this Rocket team can get bored because of how easily sometimes they put up giant quarters. Does that end in a game? Does the narrative that Paul George has put in all our heads about how this is a team that other teams know can come, they can be comeback, teams can come back on them, does that stop just because we're in the playoffs?
No, I don't think so. I think you are who you are in the season. I think when you – what your personality is by the middle of the season is what your personality is going to be for that season. I do think you get different personalities in different seasons. I don't think it just changes. You know, they're going to be a team that does blow big leads. That's just who they are. It's been that way. It's been who they've been, even when, as John says, you know, it's a different season, right? They're a different team now, but they still did that same thing. That same characteristic still shows up. So so what I would say is Mike D'Antoni's got to do a really good job of managing that through timeouts, through substitution patterns, whatever he needs to through calling plays that say we have to get high percentage. And that really falls on James more than anything. Don't take – if things are getting dicey, don't take low percentage shots. Attack the basket. That's the one area where I think in the postseason he has – I don't always agree with the idea that James plays great in the playoffs other than elimination games. That I don't remember feeling that way after games I'd go to and games I'd watch and games we'd talk about the very next morning. When he gets in trouble is when he's a settler. And when he's attacking a basket, that's a different deal, man. He's going to get to the – and this year he is in a basket attacker for the most part. When he defaults into settling mode and he just starts, you know, firing up threes and dribbling out clock and firing up low percentage shots, that's a real concern. He just doesn't do it as much anymore, and he's really shot the three pretty well. So, you know, I just think it's important to continue attacking the basket in the postseason. Don't back off just because it's a postseason. Take it to the hole. When things get tough, take it to the hole every time. Go every time. And don't do the thing where you throw your hands up looking for the foul. Go with the strong finish. And if they call it, they call it. But don't do the I'm looking for bailout fouls. Don't do that.
My favorite part of this postseason is how teams go out of their way not to foul James Harden. Will we do that? Will we have the
he's in people's head now.
Will we have the hands behind their backs? Will hands behind their back, or will we have the hands up to the sides and up and upright? So hey, look, I'm not reaching in at all. Yeah. I wonder how that works. This because we know that if they face the Spurs, we know they would do it. We'll see what the Jazz do.
Right. All right. Let's go talk about GimmeTheVin.com.
I ain't get a massage while I'm here.
Oh, it's gritty time?
Yeah.
Well, what about GimmeTheVin.com?
The big CEO.
I love GimmeTheVin.com.
I'm all excited because the big CEO is coming in town from Gritty, and I'm going to go talk to him today, and we're gonna kick it around a little bit and cut a commercial together. I couldn't be more happy with the service that I've had from Gritty so far. I can pull up my app. I'll pull it up right now. The app is super easy to use. It's very, very convenient because what you're able to do is find out exactly how much energy costs. You are hooking up to the grid. This is your chance to purchase wholesale electricity from Gritty. Yes, you can get on the same plan that these big energy providers who are third-party, you know, resellers. You are getting their same price. The only difference is you pay $10 a month to be part of this little club. That's your $10 membership fee, and you are going to get the same rates. So when the prices spike, you have to pay a price that spikes. When the prices are lower, you are paying really low prices. Right now, the energy price for me is 1.9 kilowatt cent per hour. You can't touch that unless you're with Gritty. 1.9 here at 8 o'clock. It's going to be 2.2, and it shows me what the projected prices are going to be throughout the day. So I know when I can lower my energy consumption if I want to as well and take control of my bill. Make sure that you look into Gritty by going to the website gogritty.com, G-O-G-R-I-D-D-Y.com. There are no contracts. If you're not completely satisfied, you can jet and go wherever you want to. But I'm just telling you this. Over the long haul, you can't help but save money with Gritty because you're getting wholesale prices. And it's just $10 a month membership fee to be part of this opportunity to buy energy at the wholesale price. Gogritty.com. That's gogritty.com. Go Gritty is offering you your first month's membership absolutely free, no contract, and your first month of the membership is free. Well, they made it easy for me to try it out. I did that. My bill last month was $82.69. Yours can be similar, too. Make sure you go to the website, gogritty.com. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here. You are more than welcome to do that with us here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Rockets, obviously, playoffs against Utah on Sunday night. And for those of you that are worried, Game of Thrones probably ends right when the Rockets are starting because that first game always goes long. And if not, it actually works out perfectly. You record the Rockets, and then you can blow through all the timeouts, and yeah, you'll be caught up maybe by the end of the first quarter with the timeout. So it's no big deal. So you got Game of Thrones. Man, this is a great weekend. Great weekend. Now, the only thing is this. They got 80% chance of rain at the Masters on Sunday.
That's a shame.
And it's going to be beautiful.
80%?
80%. I would rather it stormed here, okay, than in Augusta, Georgia this Sunday.
Well, you don't plan to leave your house, so we understand why
it
would be great for you.
I don't give a rat's ass about our weather here on Sunday.
Well, it is going to storm here, and it might storm there.
You might get it on both ends. Tomorrow, I think Sunday's going to be nice.
I'm fine if it storms after about 3:30. Actually, I don't want any storm because it's going to impact my
Sunday's
flying.
Sunday's going to be nice here, sunny and 72.
It's a good because it's already a bumpy ride to and from L.A. There must be some kind of is that the jet stream or something? Because it's a 40-minute longer flight there than coming back.
Wait a minute. Are you flying Sunday?
Yeah.
What time are you flying?
2:37.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I know. I got it figured out.
Except for you missed the Masters final round.
I'm for sure going to get the TV working fired up for the Masters on the flight. What else am I going to watch? Well, I got basketball,
It'll
too.
It'll be NBA playoffs
yeah,
to
I got
watch.
I got basketball, too, I can watch.
That's dumb.
Well, I've gotten to the point where I care about like four or five different teams max in the playoffs. I care about the Rockets. I care what the Warriors are doing. I actually have more interest, frankly, in the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, Eastern Conference right now than the Western. To me, it's just Rockets and Warriors. That's what moves the needle in the West.
Actually, the bottom four in the East are terrible.
Well,
so
those are going to be it's going to be good. Good. Yeah. The best teams will go through.
So, yeah.
And I do think there's – you know what?
I've got the Pacers upsetting the
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you can get some decent odds with that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's the only series in the East.
I like the Pacers and the upset there, and then I just don't think that's a broken team. So I don't think that just magically fixes.
Brooklyn and Philly could be interesting too.
It could.
Yeah.
It could. I think Philly's gonna. I think it's gonna be a pain in the ass series for Philadelphia. Yeah. I like Philadelphia to come out, but
if
I think it's
if
one of those
Nets
series.
Are hitting their threes.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of those series. It could be a pain for them. They've done a good job. The Nets have of coming back from where they were just 2 years ago. I mean, you want to talk about the doldrums, and now if they can steal Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant together, if they end up going to the New York area, but instead they're with Brooklyn and not the Knicks. First of all, the Knicks, who got rid of Porzingis, who I think Porzingis is a little bit of a baby. When you read everything, he's just, I can't play. I'm so tired. I'm just too tired to play back-to-backs. Like, dude, you are literally 21 years old. What are you talking about? You got to do load management for a 20-year-old? And this phrase, load management, the fact that that's a
did that happen? When did this phrase become?
I think it's only been this year, it feels like. Yeah. Load management.
Well, they've changed it from just saying rest to load management.
Yeah, there was a new name. Every few years we
had
get
to
a
make
new
it,
creation.
Yeah. Had to make it.
It becomes part of the lexicon, load management. Same thing with exit velocity is a big part of the baseball lexicon, not just on local broadcasts with a heavily analytics-based team, but national broadcast. They talked about the fact the other day that Carlos Correa won the game with the single.
Right.
And they were talking
slowest
about the fact
slowest exit velocity
exit
in history.
Was, 27 miles an hour, and the launch angle was 3%. And they were, making jokes about that. But
game-winning hit, thanks.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Remember when they eliminated that stat, game-winning RBI?
Yeah.
Because there were some games that were – the game-winning RBI happened in the third inning.
Right. Right. Well, I think
you had to have done it at a certain time.
Right,
I actually think it's a great stat to show clutch hitting. Analytics people believe that there's no such thing as clutch.
Whatever.
I can't. When you say that, I can't take you seriously.
That's the dumbest thing.
Because I can tell
ever.
You this, there's 100%. If there's such a thing as choke, then there's such a thing as clutch.
Absolutely.
If somebody gets tight and nervous, which you can find statistically that people's performances shrink in tight because pressure is self-created, don't tell me that there aren't people who can cut through that same
That whole thing makes me nuts. You can't a game in May is the same as a game in September. No, it's not. Because you have plenty of time to recover from a loss in May. But if it's September 30th and you're one game down and you lose, you don't have time to recover from that loss. So that's the biggest difference. A shot with 2 seconds left is more important, or is more clutch with 2 seconds left than it is in the first quarter. Because if you miss that shot, oh well, I got 40 more shots coming my way. In the final seconds, you have to have that shot, and if not, you lose. So that's the difference. And so this whole thing that there's no clutch or it's not more important is stupid. It
right.
really is, because you don't have time to recover from a miss or a loss. So that just doesn't make any sense.
This is a crazy, crazy stat. Have you seen
this
graphic?
I got it right
Have
here.
You seen that graphic is insane where they've got offensive points added, and these are also analytics terms, defensive points saved, offensive points added. They basically have pulled the same concept from baseball, and they've had it in there for a while. James Harden he's above the norm for defensive points saved,
and
he is he's by himself with offensive points added. That is crazy. The only guy that's even the only guys who are closer are it's Giannis, and who is that below? Oh, and it's Joker. Giannis and Joker are the two who are the closest to him. When you look at defensive points saved and offensive points added,
Steph is close too.
Where's Steph?
He's on the below the points. He's below the, but he's points added, but defensive points saved. He's below the line.
Yeah, that means it's a negative.
Yeah.
Told you, James is one of the best defensive players in the league. You won't listen to the
he's
numbers,
negative
John.
On defensive, but he's positive. He's second in points added.
Well, how about stopping somebody once?
Well, Steph doesn't do that.
150-pound point
guards. We're not
guards.
Doing that. All right, 713-780-3776, live from Prime
Social. Do a push-up, Steph.
If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Tyler, what do we got here?
GMTV.
Oh, give me the Vin is here. Okay, let me. Now I want to talk. See, Lance had to talk about his stuff. Now it's time for me to talk about John Clay Wolf and what's going on over GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com is where you sell your car. And people are buying and selling, and it's a crazy business. There are thousands. John Clay Wolf buys thousands and thousands of cars every month. And Houston is one of his best markets, he says. We are realistic here in Houston on what our car value is. We're not trying to get, you know, $1 million for a $17,000 car. We get it. Let me give me the best price I can possibly get, and let's move on. And I'll try and I'll go and buy another vehicle. And John Clay Wolf does this every day for Houstonians. And if you're somebody that wants to sell your vehicle and buy another one, well, I'm going to do it through the dealership. Don't do it through the dealership. Through the dealership and John Clay Wolf, because he'll give you the best price for your car, and you can do the whole deal through the dealership, so you can do the taxes and everything else in one fell swoop. He does this every single day. Trust him. He's going to give you the best price. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.